Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Boys, yesterday you did something for me that was mind-blowing, and it needs to be reset because about, I'm going to say, 4 years ago, I stumbled upon the series Outlander. And if anyone has missed this, it's an amazing production set in the Scottish Highlands. It's back in time, 300 years, watching men in kilts that just were amazing men. And one of them was called Jamie Fraser. He's the character. And I developed, as Fev, you were there at the time, I developed a really big crush on Jamie Fraser, played by the actor Sam Heughan. And I, at the time, remember I was even on air just saying, get around this show. If you want to have a crush, because it's very, you know, it's,
now, Nick, I'm talking, no one knew about it. And Fee mentioned this guy's name and told everyone to watch it to the point where I had people coming up to me when we were out at like netball. Mum's going, oh my God, this guy is a hunk. My wife was obsessed with him, stalked him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My brother's girlfriend is obsessed with him still now, stalked him. I reckon whatever, was it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, Outlander.
It went number one in Melbourne.
Yeah, it was a big, wow. It actually was number one on Netflix for ages. Anyway, his name's Sam Heughan, the Scottish actor.
It's like Scottish Squid Game.
And as I say, Ewan.
Ewan, yes. Now, I have over the years been pranked by Fev. There was the time that he said, guess what, we've actually got Sam Heughan to talk to you. But it was, in fact, Leon, our producer's boyfriend, Ian, who I do love just as much. But this was me thinking I was talking to Sam Heughan.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Heughan here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander.
I'm set in Bannockburn in a very cool Scotland
on season 4 of your favourite show. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show, and maybe see you soon.
I was very flat when I discovered that wasn't.
Flat as a shikana.
That was awful. Then Fev was DMing him, just sending Sam Heughan DMs saying, can you get back to us? Never got back to us. Then we knew a mate of ours, Ruby Rose, was working on a movie in Hollywood with Sam Heughan.
S.A.S.
And then for my birthday, I think this was when I was pregnant with Daisy, we actually got him to do a video message for my birthday.
What are you saying, Fave?
Hang on. Fifi, I'd like to wish you a very...
She's crying.
Looking at the video.
It's Sam Heughan!
Happy birthday, boxing!
It's Sam Heughan!
She's sobbing.
That's so beautiful.
It's Sam Heughan.
I can't believe you actually got Sam Heughan. He's so gorgeous. I was very pregnant and hormonal, Nick. I was really hormonal at the time. But then yesterday morning, you said to me, come in early. We've got a guest at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
So I had a bad night's sleep, no makeup, not feeling in any way attractive in by any sense of the word. I come in and you surprise me with the man I've been dying to speak to for 4 years, Sam Heughan.
It was awesome.
Oh, it was a great interview.
Why
are you worried about makeup and what you're wearing? He's going to come through the screen like the chick in the ring?
I don't get this, but I know there will be women listening who know. When you 100%. Meet, you're like, crush. You don't want to walk in and you're Adidas top and your hair unwashed. You just don't.
Just for
That's
people
just how I feel.
Listening to this interview, like Nick and I, we nailed it. But when you go to like Luna Park or the shows and you get those ping pong balls and you stick them in the clown's mouth, that was Fifi's mouth pretty much for the whole interview.
Well, so, this is her reaction.
So up next, you can hear the interview. I won't be listening because if I could do it again, I would do it far more professionally.
Don't go anywhere, Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Fee, we've been trying to get this guest for a few years now. You love this guest, but I'm going to introduce the other guest first. Now, we've got a lovely man by the name of Graham McTavish, and he is...
Don't. Dougal?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yes.
No, what do you mean?
But our special guest for you, Fifi, we've been trying to get him for years.
I don't believe you.
Here he is, Sam Heughan.
Fifi.
Now, Sam, we've been trying to get you for a long time. was also.
Oh, she's actually lost it.
She's actually crying.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Graham, we'll get to you, mate. But this has been a moment.
It's so interesting because this is exactly the reaction every time I see Sam.
Very similar. You think. Yeah.
Graham, Sam, oh my gosh. No, I'm actually an experienced broadcaster, but this is weird because Sam, they have been stitching me up for years, pretending to get you all the time, and I never imagined that you'd be here. And this is lovely.
Hi. That's so good. Well done, guys.
That's wonderful.
Now, Sam, this is what's happened because our executive producer, his boyfriend, is Scottish. So we played a stitch up on Fee, and he acted like you.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Hewen here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander. We're on set in Bannockburn in a very cold spot on season 4 of your favourite show. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for the show, and maybe see you soon.
He's actually more Scottish than I am.
He's much more Scottish.
Yeah, he overcooked it, I think.
He's proper Scottish.
And then we got to the mat.
And then we also got a birthday message for Fifi from also you, Sam.
Hang on. Fifi, I'd like to wish you a very...
She's crying.
Looking at the video.
It's you!
Happy birthday, Boxing!
Oh, this is great.
Oh, it's really awkward.
It's a real life thing now.
I can't wait for the next one. I can't wait for the next wind-up. It'll be in person this time.
Well, last time, I think Fee thought you may have been coming on, Sam, and instead she got Carol Baskin from Tiger King, and she went quite let down.
Hey, I mean, he very is, similar. Yes, we have the same hairstyle and X number of X's.
I have to be honest though, to have both of you, yes. I never imagined I'd have Jamie Fraser and Dougal, both of you, because Graham, I am a huge fan of yours as well. Clearly I'm an Outlander fan. But also Two Men in Kilts. I mean, I have followed both of you even further, which will not surprise you, to your wonderful series, which is fantastic. And the fact that you two are mates, I love. How did you end up going into this, into, you know, obviously your television series together?
Yeah, so it was kidnapping. it was a lot to do.
I wouldn't say mates more than, you know, prisoner and
hostage.
I tell you what, that I would never have believed when I met Sam, which is now 8 years ago, nearly 9 years ago, that I would have been going on a camper van trip with him and writing two books. That I would never have imagined that. But yeah, we got to know each other on the show and we became friends. And then we both had this shared love of Scotland and history and the landscape and the people. And we wanted to do something to reflect that. So we ended up climbing into a camping van together, obviously what we do, and explore Scotland.
I've got a wedding in Scotland, middle of 2023. There's a comedian, Daniel Sloss, Scottish bloke, who's getting married. I'm going to get to wear a kilt for the first time.
Jocks or no jocks?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, jocks or no jocks?
Tips. Well, no, firstly, obviously, no jocks. I mean, you can wear like underwear, but it has to be very, very small. Preferably kind of stringy and a kilt. Your kilt should always, you know, be about mid thigh.
Yes.
Perfect.
Interesting. I was wondering why you wore yours like that.
Yes. Always, or make sure, you know, the shorter the better, really.
Guys, yeah, I've had a book put in my hands. This is exciting. So I can get back involved in the chat that I've been waiting 5 years for.
Fee is the true professional, and we have really sprung this on.
The Clanlan's Almanac. This looks fantastic. What's it about?
What is it about? Yes, well, obviously, this is the Clanlan's Almanac. We obviously went on a road trip, and we wrote our first book, and we had such a good time, and we had so much material. We really wanted to go and put all of that other material into this new book. And also this book reflects, I guess, the time we spent shooting Men in Kilts. So it's a different format to the first book. It's a calendar year in Scotland and basically just a celebration of everything we love about Scotland, about the culture, the heritage, the tradition.
Now, you've done Scotland, yeah. You're from Scotland. Is there any chance that you'll go to other countries write a book in a camper van and travel around those countries? Because that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Like Australia, because I could join you.
Yeah, it's a bigger country.
I would say that we would definitely.
We need one of those, like, you know, those sort of lorry trains. They're like, you know, they go on
road trains.
They're massive. Yeah, road trains. And we need one of those. And we could have separate parts of it as well.
Carry Jeeps.
Well, I can't believe this falls on me to wrap up the interview that I'd like to keep talking to you both all morning. But to have two of the finest actors, Sam Heughan and Graeme McTavish, to have you both on the show. I've been waiting a long time for this, so thank you so much. And this fantastic book, The Clanlan's Almanac. This is a great – we've got Christmas not far away, a great Christmas gift.
Yes, great Christmas gift.
I mean, I think you're both wonderful, and this has been a real treat.
Yeah, boys, just make sure you write another book.
Oh, thank you.
Write another book soon so we can get you back on, because she's not going to stop talking about this.
We would love to. We'd love to be in person next time.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you. So I'm going to do a weird selfie moment because that's me, and I'll never forget this. Graeme, Sam, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
101.9 The Fox. This holiday, no kid left out. We're gonna send some toys, gonna help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from,
we're doing it for the kids, and Christmas is a time that kids look forward to, and we know that a lot of families are doing it tough and a lot of parents struggling to get money together for Christmas presents. And we've spoken to a few parents already this week who have said they've had to sit the kids down and just measure their expectations for Christmas, and it's not right, and we want to band together. And Melbourne, we are a community. It does take a tribe, and we are a tribe, and we are going to look after everyone's kids and make sure that no kids go without presents this Christmas. So we're loving the donations and every little bit's helping, and we know that everybody's budgets have been obviously tightened. So even giving a little bit is so generous. And we thank everybody for their amazing support. We now have over $62,000.
And good effort, Melbourne, isn't it?
We want to get this to a $100,000. And just on that, there may be people listening right now who are struggling. And we did want to say 131060, feel free to call now if you want to, and you realise you're in this situation where you can't afford presents for your kids, because we are working with the phenomenal team at Anglicare.
Yeah,
and
a great job.
They are doing such a good job. And the other thing that we want to point out is this isn't just about giving people money. The wonderful people at Anglicare, they actually get Christmas lists. They find out what kids want.
Yeah. They've got spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets, and they make sure that kids and there's also a lot of teenagers involved in this, because I think they can be the forgotten ones who maybe don't get presents. So we're making sure everyone gets these presents. And people are leaving some wonderful messages. You don't have to, by the way. It's just a donation is beyond generous. But there's some beautiful messages here. Connie from Vermont South, she donated $50 and said, thank you, Connie. She said, my girls are all grown up now, but I loved it when they were little and I miss those days. So I hope my little donation makes a difference to a child on Christmas Day. And that is a beautiful thing, Connie, just paying it forward, knowing what this means. Catherine in Mount Duneed, she wrote the message, we're in this together. You're so right, Catherine. And Kate from Beau Morris, she's donated $100. So generous. And she said, this is such a great cause. I lost my job last year, but I'm now employed, so I want to help another family out.
Well done.
And that's it, isn't it? Like, so many people lost jobs, lost work, lost hours. And I know that so many people are catching up. So we're here to help. Some gorgeous kids from Point Cook, Paula, your kids, Noah, Joshua and Gabriella donated $50. And there's it's hundreds more.
Endless.
I could go through it. And we're happy to keep recognising people who are donating. Thank you so much. We've got Kane in Moorabbin. Hi, Kane.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Kane. Are you ringing? You'd like to donate?
Yeah, we're just a mechanical, family-owned mechanical business in Moorabbin, and sort of like to reach out and help out a few kids if we can. We've got kids of our own, and it's pretty heartbreaking to think that some will be going without. So yeah, I'd like to avoid that for some, and put $1,000.
Well, $1,000. That's so now, Kane. You haven't even offered, but can we please give your company a plug?
As I said, it's Ian Rose Motors in Moorabbin. And we're an automotive workshop, but it's more about helping out the kids and that side of things. So it'd be pretty devastating to
Bayside boxing.
Great. That's a wonderful thing, Kane. Thank you so much. So generous of you. We really appreciate that. And Alicia's in Piercedale. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Fifi.
Hey, Alicia. Are you ringing with a donation?
I am. I'm ringing on behalf of my two children who would like to donate $500 each.
Whoa. What? No way. $500 each?
Yeah.
What are your kids' names?
They're Sane. He's 12 and Kaylee's 9.
Sane.
What do they do for a job?
Kaylee.
Hey, kids.
Hi, Zane. Hi, Kaylee. That is so generous of you guys.
I want to know this cashed up tooth fairy out in Piercedale. Just slipping aunties under there.
Their dad's a jockey and he won the Ballarat Cup on the weekend. So they're taking dad's prize money.
And I love that dad's not involved in this phone call.
Dad doesn't know anything about it, but that's okay. We're doing it for the kids.
And beautiful messaging. And well done, Alicia. Great mum work. That is so good.
Who's the dad?
Dad.
Oh, it's Ted.
Luke Nolan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great ride too.
Oh, just smashed
it. Don't you worry about that.
Turned into doing it for Fev.
He was on like Donkey Kong. I was supposed to go to the Ballarat Cup, and I watched that race, and I had him in my quaddy. So,
did you?
Yes.
Did you get the quaddy?
No, I didn't. I missed the last leg, as always. But that's all right. But well done, kids.
Yeah, that's so gorgeous, Zane and Kaylee legends. And Alicia. And well done to Lukey Nolan. Thank you for your donation.
Maybe he can ring up as well.
Yes.
It's amazing work. Fox.com.au is the place to go. If you are in that place to donate, we'd love you to help out the kids.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Let's talk about schoolies. Schoolies is happening. Schoolies is happening. And apparently, according to the police, they're saying, the Queensland Police Force, that is, that 2021... these schoolies are the best behaved in years. Only 6 schoolies have been arrested. That's over the first weekend. We've still got another few weekends.
Is Melbourne there yet?
Could happen. I don't think Melbourne's
there yet.
The crowd. Apparently, the worst thing they've done is been dancing all night. Like they're just fun dancing schoolies.
So I didn't go to schoolies. Did you go to schoolies?
No, I was writing my speech for speech night.
Oh, what a loser. What a loser.
Excuse me, I had...
And you're not even on the Avenue of Excellence.
I thought Toolies was an old person going to schoolies. Wrong. Toolies is not going to schoolies to write a speech for
Scotty
speech
James,
night.
Nick, guys. Went to Tintern. He's on the Avenue of Excellence. He would have been... He went to schoolies,
he
ripped it up.
He was a school captain. I was school captain. And not only that, our speech night was at the Melbourne Concert Hall.
You had to go to the Melbourne Concert Hall.
Huge. And I was up on stage delivering the Year 12 speech. That needed some prep.
My speeches were at the Hallam Pub.
I wasn't off to the Gold Coast to get distracted.
Yeah. Come on.
I didn't get it. Did you go to schoolies?
But we just went to the Murray. We went up to the Murray River.
Yeah, that's great.
It got pretty loose.
Yeah.
What'd you do in the Murray River?
We did lose a Nissan 300 ZX.
In the water?
No. Just a little.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah, it was a big one.
Mate, well done. I didn't get schoolies.
Big time.
No, why did you do schoolies?
Because I was playing AFL.
Oh,
because you were,
yeah, of course.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
301060, our schoolies are all uneventful, apart from what happened to Nick's Nissan.
Made up for it, though.
Nissan 300ZX.
Nissan 300ZX.
What happened to it?
Just had a mate that shouldn't have been driving, driving.
Oh, yeah. God, that's
we're all fine.
So immature.
Car's gone.
But 301060, we should do this every year at this time. Let's celebrate schoolies.
When you were meant to.
Well, that's what I mean.
Boxing's big night. Let's go on the weekend.
I'll live vicariously through you. But did you have a great schoolies?
We can be toolies.
Did you have things go wrong on your schoolies? What did you do for schoolies? 301060, let's relive some great schoolie memories.
I'll pack a bum bag. Sick.
301060.
Dean in Clyde North. Hi, Dean.
Okay. Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Dean. How long ago were you doing schoolies?
So we went to Rosebud in for schoolies.
Yeah.
It was a few mates of ours, and we decided to hit the clubs. So we seen a flower pot man on the side of the road, and we're like, hey, man, can you just like gizzle it into town? He's like, yeah, sure, man. You open the back of the car. It's surrounded by pots, flowers, roses, whatnot. So he goes, give us a call and come pick us up, you know? No worries. So 4 a.m, we give him a call. He comes and picks us up.
Oh, what a legend.
What a legend.
All right.
The right taxi. Yeah.
He gets pulled over, just for a random breath test, and the cop goes, all right, just need to check the back of the car. Opens the back of the car. There's 10 of us sitting inside the back of the van.
Oh, no.
And the police like, what's going on here, mate? I'm like, we're here for schoolies. He's like, what was that? I didn't hear nothing. Close the door and let us go.
Oh, what a legend.
Oh, no.
I just can't get over this flower pot, man. Why would a flower pot man come and pick you up at 4 a.m.?
Still up.
Still awake.
Shifting flowers, units. Mate.
Flowers need
Who
to be.
Who is this flower pot man? They is it like to... Noddy? Noddy and Biggies? Just, I feel like it's a big garden gnome getting around.
Was Nick?
Wow.
Is no one alarmed? There is a flower pot man you can call in the middle of the night to pick you up from a nightclub.
I'm more alarmed that you've referenced Noddy.
I don't even know what Noddy is, but Josiah got it.
Yeah, I used to love that show.
I don't know what it is.
Noddy books.
No, I've never heard of it.
I think they've been cancelled.
Have they? Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
101.9 The Fox. Hughesy. Wednesday.
It's Hughesy Wednesday. What's happened here? We're happy about it, though. Dave Hughes in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. You know I'll roll up whenever you want me. You know that. I'm here for you people.
What happened, Hughesy? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Yeah.
Well, just ferrying kids around for basketball. That's back on.
Yeah. Messy kids.
It's a nightmare,
messy kids.
Isn't it?
I've been across this.
Oh, the messy
You're
kids.
You're not
yeah.
into your messy kids.
No, I'm seriously. Have you trained your children well? Are you training them? Are you... What's going on? I know that Nick, yours are too
good.
Young, but yeah.
My kids are pretty good.
Are they?
I did tell my daughter not to date a footballer. That didn't work out. They haven't really listened to me.
Third time lucky.
My eldest daughter. But the other kids listen to me. They're trained pretty well.
Yeah, right. Well, do they pick up your mess during the day? Do they like, yeah, when daddy goes, Uber Eats and all the
yeah,
parcels?
Yeah, no, if I say get me a beer out of the fridge, they'll go get it.
Mm.
But they know they get funds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's not free.
You know what I was
they're
thinking?
My own delivery Uber Eats deliverers.
Good that they
yeah. When I saw this on social media, you were having this problem, I thought, have you tried this? And this was advice given to me from a mutual friend of ours. She said that if all you need to do is, and you do this once, they leave their mess out, you pick it all up and you put it in a bin. And they will never do it again. And you know, but you follow through. You don't mess around. You don't go, Mom, take it out of the bin. You chuck it.
You would never do that.
Yeah, that's ultra.
No, I won't do that.
That's
advice given to me.
I am all for that. And I've been actually trying to get that to happen in our house. And my wife's the one who won't allow it. I would definitely do that. I believe our kids have got so much crap they wouldn't even notice it's gone. They're like, it'll take about a year, I reckon, before they get through so much crap they realise that, you know, their dolls aren't there anymore.
You just couldn't do it, though, because if it's an iPad or something, they leave it their iPad laying on the ground or the computer, which they always do.
Well, you take those things.
No, but then you chuck them. But then where's it stop? You can't just chuck a doll out and not the
they
computer.
Don't think you'll yes, you can.
But then if you chuck the computer out, you've got to pay for it again. It's only going to cost you money because they know that you're not going to do that.
Well, the computer is, you've gone next level. But back to the stuff like dolls. I once put a doll in the bin and my wife said, just hide it. They'll see it in there. And I said, no, they won't, because they never put anything in the bin. They've never once put anything in the bin. Mm. They just leave banana peels all over the house like they're at the MCG. And they've got spotless cleaning coming around. There's mandarin peels everywhere. It's like apple cores. just
stop eating fruit.
Oh, that's the answer, isn't it?
Yeah, I moved
package stuff
fruit.
And just chuck it in the bin.
I moved my couch the other day and found blueberries and raspberries under there. I assume my son uses them as marbles or something.
Absolutely.
Okay, mate, in the gob. How do they get under here?
And blueberries aren't cheap.
No, no, they're not.
It's a superfood.
Like $9.
Exactly. Out of season. In season, they're a bit cheaper. You get two for five if they're really in season.
Please, we're a frozen berry household. We don't have the cash for those fresh berries.
We know this is getting you down, Hughesy. And we know you have a very big birthday.
Yeah,
on
70.
Friday.
I'm not 70. No, I'm 51 on Friday.
51, and we won't see you on Friday, but we wanted to get you a gift.
Oh, really?
Got you a gift.
Oh,
got your 10 grand back.
No, very generous from you the other day, Fev, must
generous,
say.
More generous from you.
What is this?
And I did put that on
Twitter.
Happy birthday, David.
To you, should we play? I think we've got some audio, Josiah. You did mention something the other day that you really, really wanted. So I'm going to hand you this gift. A carpet burn feels like it would be like a rash.
Well, it's not a burn.
That looks like you've fallen. Remember those... masseur shoes with all the socks.
It's the old masseur shoes. They're still around. Yes. That's a one. I'm going to put them on right now.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Look at that.
And we know how much you love these chips.
Oh, so many. No milk in them.
No milk.
You guys are the best. I love you.
Oh.
This is a party for my feet with every step, Nick.
The old school masseur sandals from the chemist.
Look out for Husey running around the tan in some masseur slip-ons.
The joy. That and Fev introduced me to cold showers the other day, yes, which I'm having every day.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm a new man. Yes. Thank you. We'll see you later, guys.
1019, The Fox.
Did you see this social media trend kicking around yesterday where people are searching their names on Urban Dictionary? So then you see what the Urban Dictionary, and the Urban Dictionary is, Leon, how would you best describe the Urban Dictionary? Because it's like a weird Wikipedia.
Kind of like a funny dictionary, like slang term and like a lot of meme words and that sort of stuff.
So would it have writers and then comedic writers in some way, no?
I think people can just submit their own.
Yeah. Just put their own stuff in.
Remember when Wikipedia was that when it started? People were just updating it all the time, but then they suddenly went, hang on, can't have this. Okay, here we go. Why don't we do our names?
Oh, great. You've already found.
Yeah, found awesome. Your names. Well, Leon's just walked them in.
So do Loosh.
Loosh. Okay, I've got Brendan. This is
not Brendan.
Brendan. Here we go. Worst awesome name in guy. History.
Yep.
Oh.
Great friend.
Yep.
Very loyal.
Yes.
You're ticking. I stand by everything here.
These are all forearm
amazing
tats.
Amazing hair.
I got pretty good hair when I grow it out.
Actually, wow. Every guy wishes he could be like him and be his friend.
Oh, I told you, anybody can update the words.
Mate, all got on there the yesterday. Girls love him.
If it was me, there'd be a lot of spelling mistakes.
All the girls love him.
Yep.
Great cuddler. You saw the cuddle I got this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did too.
Good at sports, but not an arrogant jock.
No, that's well.
Yeah, I did that.
That was like the Yodeler Mountain. You're meant to say stop.
He's nice to everyone, funny, and can make you smile by being himself. Party animal at times.
Someone else wrote this.
Is this legit?
Where in my life, this is what it was for Brendan.
Can be cold, but he's eventually nice again. You're not good at being.
No, I try.
You try, I agree.
But I can't do it.
Very smart.
Nah, that's
right. No, you are.
I may not be a smart man, Fifi.
It's all falling apart.
Has it? Oh, God.
Loves reading.
Oh,
I do like to read.
Hey. A form guide is considered reading.
100% it is.
Just technically.
Okay, then it comes back. Athletic.
Yep.
Well, that is phenomenal. That is, if we were doing Is It Amazing, a regular segment we do here on a Friday, that's nailed you.
Comedically, I'm worried here.
Do Nick.
Just, okay,
yeah, I know. Because
can I read it?
Yeah, because remember, I haven't read ahead. Nick, the most amazing person this world has ever been blessed with.
Wow. Yep.
I'm just wondering, are there any negative notes? He will make your heart beat fast with an I love you and make you weak in the knees with a kiss. He will make you feel like the most important person in his life. Yep. I feel like this is dedicated to Looch.
No, this is what I yell when she's telling me off having a big night out. Go, Looch, get on Urban Dictionary, see how lucky you are.
He'll make you feel like you're the only one he wants. He is everything every girl could ever want. He is perfect in every sense of the word.
Told you,
Nick
five,
is
ten
someone
and a half.
That you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh,
that's
no.
Really
well, now I'm worried
sweet.
For you, Fee.
I know, so am I.
Can Here I read yours?
Okay. Yeah.
Can I point out before we get to Fee's, there was Fifi we couldn't actually read on air.
Oh, dear.
So it was offensive.
Oh, no.
But we've got Fiona.
Okay.
I do Fifi.
Oh, I think I know what that is.
Yeah.
I want to do Fifi.
Okay, do Fiona.
No.
I'll do Fifi.
No,
I'll do Fifi, you do Fiona.
Fiona's are usually very funny and nice, yes. Gets angry sometimes, but probably has good reason to.
Yeah.
For Fiona, you're strong, shy at first, but loves hanging out with friends. Fiona's are very beautiful and
you
sexy.
I don't love hanging out with
my
friends.
No, but you don't like going out.
Well, I don't like parties, but I like hanging out with my friends.
Yeah. Single mum, two kids, not a lot of time.
Fiona's are very beautiful and sexy as they grow up. Mm-hmm. They have you've got blue eyes and usually green eyes, hazel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much. This is amazing. You fear being embarrassed and it shows it very easily if you get embarrassed.
Yes.
That's pretty much true. You're not scared to show how you feel.
You're not agreeing with any of this.
No, I'm saying yes. I'm really? Saying this is on. Really? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, you're meant to agree as we go along.
If you have
that's how
I'm waiting for you to agree, but you're just looking at me.
Because I wouldn't, because I'm shy and embarrassed.
If you have a Fiona in your life, she must really care about you. Fionas are very easily forgiving and hate being in fights with friends. Treat Fiona right, and if Fiona doesn't like you, there's probably a good reason for her not to. Bang.
There we go.
That
I wonder
is
if there are any names that get hammered. Hang on, I think I found one. Fifi. Fifi. Prevalent within death row inmates.
Oh no, don't. Oh, stop reading. Don't read. Yeah. I did it a while back. Don't read.
You let me read it.
Don't read.
A Fifi.
No, don't read.
Keep going. That's awful.
Fee has read ahead and much like her description,
that's
has
horrible.
Become shy and embarrassed.
That's horrible.
That's like Leon actually wrote that. Because that is all of us, apart from Nick.
Oh, come on. Hilariously Melbourne.
For Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. 101.